If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. You're going out with some friends. Good food, music, nice. You arrive, say hello to your people, and I don't like your outfit, one of your friends shouts out. He looks about as surprised as you are. Why is your haircut so awful? You ask him. You slap your hands over your mouth, a little late though. Why did you just say that? Another friend, Jennifer, starts saying how she didn't even want to come. She thought it'd be boring. Before you can stop her, you tell her you came just to spend time with her. You like her. Uncomfortable pause. A sweet Saturday night turns into one of the most awkward moments ever. That's what you tell the waiter when she comes over to offer you more water. It's like everything that pops into your head gets shot out of your mouth instantly. Your friends feel the same way, and they all agree, no more talking, in case someone else says something embarrassing. You walk down the street, thinking about what happened, and notice that people around you seem kind of excited. A huge man with an epic beard and leather jacket is talking loudly on the phone. Something about how his favorite color is pink, and that he wants to become a gardener, and that he hates riding a motorcycle. A second later, he blushes a deep red, mumbles something about forgetting everything he just said, ends the call, and runs off. A woman in front of you hails a cab that's passing by. "Drive me for $10?" she asks. "Of course I will, even though I'm about to fall asleep. I don't want to drive a cab anymore." He covers his mouth too, but the damage is done. "What a wonderful, wonderful day!" shouts some guy on the other side of the street. He's wearing headphones, smiling, and clearly has no idea he just said that out loud. You ask another woman what time it is. "I don't have time to take out my phone, and I don't want to," she says, and immediately apologizes. So, why is everyone being so honest? From one moment to the next, the concept of lying, or just not saying every little thing that's in your head, has disappeared. You meet your neighbor in the elevator and tell him that the rock music he plays every night is loud and just pretty lame. He tells you your shoes are always dirty. You go into your apartment, put your phone on to charge, and turn on the news. The news anchor's, well, he's talking about the weather and what's going on inside his body. Apparently, he ate a burrito this morning that had been in his fridge for about a month. "A hurricane is coming to the southern regions, and a thunderstorm is already raging in my stomach." The broadcast gets interrupted. Technical issues. The phone rings. It's the manager from your bank. She offers you a terrible loan. Those are her exact words. Then she says she hopes you won't be able to make the payments so that the bank can collect interest. You'll probably go bankrupt, and she'll get a year-end bonus. And then, there's a few seconds of silence, a gasp, some screaming, and she hangs up. Well, that was entertaining. Just then, you dream up an awesome plan. You need to track down as many of your friends as possible. Find out what they really think about you. You're not afraid of telling the truth, but hearing it from your friends could be interesting. But finding someone to talk to isn't that easy. The streets are noticeably emptier than they were before. People aren't leaving their homes. What if they say something terrible right in someone's face? Some people are just shy. Others are afraid of losing all their friends. In this new world, nobody can hide their true feelings. The entertainment industry goes into a meltdown. Video game companies can't lie about what kind of product they're developing. If there are any glitches or bugs, the CEO just tells everyone. It's impossible to hide anything anymore. Shares go into total freefall. You watch a teaser trailer for a new game, amazing graphics, music, crazy complicated storyline, and then it suddenly cuts to a bunch of code writers telling you that, in reality, the game will look much worse. Why even buy it? The same sort of thing's happening with the movie industry. Producers and stars can't hype up their new movie if they don't actually like it. Pretty much everybody stops doing live interviews or press events. I mean, you can't release a new blockbuster that all the actors in it already said was terrible. A lot of celebrities start telling people what they really think. and it doesn't end well for anyone. But humans just don't speak their mind now, they write it too. You start to shed friends on social media, block them, tell them you're only friends with them to make you look more popular. People start making their profiles private and block you from tagging them. Online stories start writing much more honest product descriptions and online reviews. Those actually become awesome. You can really trust them. The like button gets a whole new makeover. You don't just like all your friends' photos anymore. You got to really like the photo. And if you don't, you find yourself writing comments. A lot of people start deleting their profiles. The whole world's economy becomes unstable. Shareholders and CEOs are afraid to give interviews. Share prices are all over the place. The solution? Keep silent and try not to think too much. Banks and insurance companies are closing down all over the world. Scammers are totally powerless. They just can't lie to you anymore. It's hilarious. Sort of. If you're applying for a new job, bad news. You can't pad your resume anymore. The upside, though, companies tell you up front about having to work overtime and that the coffee machine in the break room brews terrible coffee. Friends quarrel with friends, couples break up, close relationships become way more tense. If you're invited to a lame party, you can't play it cool and think up an excuse. You just blurt out that you don't want to go. It's a pretty big shock to the system. You're honest to everyone, even yourself. But after a few weeks, something changes. In the beginning, you were offended when people said what they thought right to your face. But now, you realize just how silly it is. So what if someone doesn't like you? Just shrug it off. Sure, you might lose some friends. But at the same time, you'll probably gain some new ones, real friends, who will have your back and will always be honest with you. Every time you tell the truth, it feels like a weight's been lifted off your shoulders. It helps people just be better. Sure, it can still be awkward, but humans seem more likely to actually solve their problems, not just pretend they don't exist. People start to treat the truth differently. Remember when you told someone they had something stuck in their teeth? It was uncomfortable for everyone. Now, everyone's grateful for your helpful comments. People in relationships become much happier. Talking, being honest, all that makes relationships much stronger. And another really interesting thing happens. If you like someone's hair, clothes, whatever, you can just say it. Since everyone's honest now, no one will think you're being creepy or anything. And this truth thing, it makes people more healthy. Since everyone's more relaxed and confident, stress-related health problems start to disappear. People stop being lazy. Since it's impossible to look your boss in the eye and lie about working all day, you either start working harder or just quit. Everything gets much simpler. Music even becomes more beautiful. More and more artists stop being afraid of being honest in their songs, and this brings them much closer to their audience. Directors, vloggers, producers, everyone starts making content about what they actually care about. Movies become more bold, provocative, and surprising. And if you want to lose yourself in some blockbuster action movie, you'll actually be able to find out if it's any good before you watch it. What a world!